Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Well, you're listening to Vectis Radio on 104.6 FM and, of course, around the UK on the internet. Don't normally come straight out of the ads into an interview, but I've got a very patient fella who's been standing or sitting, I would imagine, on the other end of this phone. I was saying that it's always the way with radio that when you want something to work, it never does. I never normally get everyone on the phones, and when I do, it doesn't work. But Jim, the dancing red funnel man, is on the other end of the phone now. Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon to you.
Thanks for being so patient. I could see it was so frustrating. I could see the light flashing, and I think the first time you could hear me, but I couldn't hear you, but there you go. So that's live radio, folks. It's live.
Exactly, yeah.
You must be quite taken aback by all the coverage you're getting at the moment.
Absolutely staggered. I just can't believe what's going on at the moment. It's quite overwhelming. It really is. It's... You know, I'm happy enough every day. I see the customers coming through. We have a smile and a bit of a joke. That's good enough for me. So now for this to be recognised on a national scale, I just can't take it in at the moment, really.
Yeah, because we all do sort of like stuff and what have you, and we all put effort into stuff. And, of course, the majority of us don't expect any recognition for it. When I pop my clogs, my kids will probably put on my tombstone that, making the right decision or doing things the right way. There's not always going to be someone there to pat you on the back, but you know you've done the right thing. But having said that... It is nice, isn't it, to get recognition for it as well, but a tiny bit of you must be pleased about that.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. As I say, you know, I started to do it, you know, I work 12-hour shifts, it's a long day, you're out in all sorts of weather, you get the best and the worst of the English weather, and it made my day go quicker, and then the public really got into it, and, you know, the rest is history. It's fantastic, you know, the people enjoy it, so it makes their day, and it brightens their day up a little bit, and if I can do that, it's a nice feeling.
How did it start then, Jim? How long have you been working for Red Funnel in the role that you do now then?
I've been with Red Funnel 14 years, but I only came out into the car park 2 years ago. They finally let me out with the public. So I started out there directing the traffic on and off the boat, and I felt there could be a little bit more of a connection between the customers and the staff. I was better positioned than most people to do it, so I started throwing a few hand gestures, nice gestures, you know, nothing rude or anything. And it was very well received. And then I started, you know, doing a little bit more. And one afternoon, I just started throwing a few moves like I was on the dance floor. And thankfully, the first few customers who went past me really enjoyed it. If the first few had been looking at me and thinking, what's that fella on? You know, it might not have continued, but the public enjoyed it. And as I say, it's just gone on from strength to strength. But it really is. It's all about trying to make people smile. Smiles break down barriers.
That's right.
It really is that simple. And, you know, people get there, they've had a stressful day or a stressful journey. They see some 53-year-old bloke throwing a few moves at 30 years out of date. And it makes them smile. And, you know, that is what it's all about. I don't take it too seriously. It's just having fun with people, treating people the way I wish to be treated.
That's right. Yeah, I always think that myself at work. You know, I can sometimes had a few sort of like bad customers at work. You know, you might have had two or three, but the trouble is that the fourth one that comes along that's just got a genuine inquiry, they don't deserve to take your bad mood, do. That's what customer service is all about, isn't it?
Exactly. That's right.
You can go and kick the filing cabinet when you get in, but...
How
do your other colleagues take your move in? Anyone else taken the lead from you?
No. And that's not going to happen anytime soon. When I started doing it, they were looking at me as if to say, what the hell is he doing? And, you know, they gradually, and even the bosses where I work, you know, they were questioning what was going on. Is it health and safety?
Oh, yeah.
I'm 53 years of age, and they're, I'm there first and foremost to keep the traffic segregated, keep everyone safe. I'll do that. But there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun along the way. And once Red Funnel realised, you know, it was all health and safety. Mm. And, you could see the public reaction. And it's, you know, they've encouraged me ever since. But when I started off, there was a few raised eyebrows, to say the least. And to answer your question, My colleagues won't be joining anytime soon. I've put myself out on a limb. I wouldn't expect anyone else to try and do it.
I think you've got to have the right sort of personality, haven't you? Really,
it's
you know, I'm probably nowhere near this happy at home as my, because sat opposite me is my daughter who co-presents with me, and she'd probably tell you that. But it's not me when I'm on the radio. You know, it's probably probably just a ramped up version of it, perhaps. But I guess in terms of health and safety, if anything, I would imagine it must help health and safety, because it must make people sort of a lot less stressed. It's quite a stressful environment, both for you and the public, isn't it? And there's anything that can, nothing like humour, is there, to relax people?
That's right. That's exactly. And like I say, people have travelled long distances. They get there. They're so pleased to be there. They're going to make their boat, and then someone's there with a smile on their face, having a bit of fun, and it just takes the stress out of the whole situation.
And that must be the best thing for you, is to see perhaps dare you call some of your customers a bit grumpy, but a bit sort of sour face perhaps coming off the ferry, and you can see, get a little grin on their face. Yeah. You can, as I say, turn that frown upside down. You must get something out of it as well.
They're the ones I do enjoy the most. Someone's glaring at you, and then you think, well, I'm going to go for it anyway. And then just as they're passing you, they're grinning like Cheshire cats. So yeah, that is nice.
Do you even cheer those truck drivers up? They can be miserable. Well, I can say that because I'm one myself.
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, I want them round. They're some of my biggest fans now. They're right behind me now. They're brilliant. You know, at first they're thinking, what is he doing? You know, but they're 100% with me now, so it's brilliant.
That's great. So it's nice to see a friendly face, as it were, isn't it?
Well, you know, I always remember the first job I had, the foreman said to me, I was 16 years of age, he said, son, you are going to spend the majority of your life at work. You've got to be happy at work. If you're not happy at work, it affects you a lot. You know, it affects you when you're
very true. Very wise words.
And that stuck with me all my life. And just go into work, enjoy your day, and try and perk people up around you. And, you know, it doesn't cost a lot to do that.
So. I think that's what I'm doing wrong at work. I'm not dancing. That's what it is. I'll try it tomorrow, and I'll let you know how I get on.
Let me know. Yeah, I look forward to hearing how you get on. But, I draw them in with a dancing, but I try to have a little word with every car as they go past. It's a 5-10 second window as they go past, but I'll always have a little joke with someone, and it really doesn't cost a thing. It's just making light of things and just trying to perk people's day up a bit.
Yeah, must say quite a lot about you, though, because it can't be easy sometimes if you've had a bad day and it's been throwing it down with rain all the time. Yeah. You haven't got a lot of opportunity to get out of the rain when you're there doing your very important sort of safety job. But I guess, like everything, it's a mindset, I guess, isn't it?
Well, the amount of people who say to me, oh, we're on a glorious summer's day, yeah, you won't be doing that in the winter. I thought, well, I will be, whatever it throws at me. And, you know, I had a hip replacement, 9 years ago, and... the colder and wet weather, it does it does play up a bit. My two knees are starting to creak a little bit now as well.
I know I'm the same age as you, mate. I know
the legacy of a misspent youth, I think, but it all catches up with you. But you know, the show must go on. You know, we're there to have a bit of fun, and I might have to slow down as the years go on, but when the public have had enough, I'll stop. I'll take a backward step, and hopefully I'll recognise when that day comes.
Well, you'll be all right. You'll be like a ballet dancer. Well, if you've got a Zimmer frame, you'll be like a ballet dancer. You'll be able to balance with that, won't you?
No. The amount of people who say to me, oh, did you study at the Royal Ballet? I think, well, no. I'm more of a Spandau Ballet man than a Royal Ballet, you know.
No, not that I want to besmirch your good reputation. Probably more the Royal Oak, I expect, than the Royal Ballet.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the situation with the competition now, then? What's the next phase? When will you know what's happened?
Well, actually, to the day last, and it's they've released three.
All right,
and lo and behold, last night I'm sitting pretty at number one.
So, oh, good for you, good for you, Jim.
It's only the halfway stage. No game was ever won in the first.
Well, no, but you've got to be in it to win it.
The voting closes on the 20th of March, and the Daily Mirror will reveal the winner on Saturday, the 24th of March. So far, so good. Anyway, at half time, I'm at the top of the table.
Yeah, so I think probably the easiest way to tell people to vote, if they go to, I do believe it's Red Funnel, is it /vote for Jim? Something like that?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I'm the worst person to ask, because I'm absolutely hopeless at anything.
I'm sure if you put that into any internet browser, Red Funnel, I think it's /vote for Jim, that will take you to the required page. And I say, do it. If you're here listening to the show now, don't just think, oh, I'll do that, because I've done it, and it takes about 2 minutes. And if I can do it, anyone can. And do you know what I like about you, Jim? I don't want to embarrass you. At least no one will see your red face on the radio, because we've got nobody. But you strike me as being really genuine. Well, I'm talking to you on the radio, or we're trying to sort the interview out. And but without being horrible, there's not a lot of genuine people people about nowadays, so I think you deserve to go all the way. Tell them Humpty said so.
Well, it's very nice of you to say so. And I, to be honest with you, I think it's a lesson to be learned. Let's have a smile on people's faces. You know, that life is short.
Yeah.
Let's just enjoy things. You know, if you've got your health and all that, let's just get out there, enjoy yourself. And as I said before, a smile can break down so many barriers. You know, let's just lighten up.
Yeah, there's so much bad news going on. There's all this Brexit business, which I'm absolutely sick to death of. I know it's important and what have you, but all these things to do with charities and what. There's just no good news out there at all at the moment. So I think I've seen saw the video that South Today done for you. It's just so nice to have a genuine feel good, genuine story. So I hope you do very well, Jim.
No, well, thank you very much. And as I said before, I'm there. We're sending people to the island. It's a beautiful place, and it's all part of the customer experience. Now, have a great holiday. Give them a warm welcome, bid them a fond farewell on their way home, and please come and visit the Isle of Wight again next year. You know, it's all part of the service.
Yeah, of course, you work at Southampton, but of course you're sending people off. I'd love your job. There's a few people I'd like to send off the island.
Yeah.
I'll probably shut the gate. I wouldn't let them back, but then that's me and obviously not you. Well, thanks, Jim, for the interview. So sorry about the slight technicals beforehand, but we got there in the end. And can I personally and everyone at Vectors Radio wish you all the good luck? And we'll have to have a chat with you and see how you get on.
Yeah, well, I'll get in touch again. But yeah, thank you very much for your support, and wish you all what's left of a Sunday afternoon. Have a lovely weekend, and nice to speak to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, mate.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye.